What's going on, Next 90 Nation? How the hell are you? I'll tell you how I'm doing. I am busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, but I freaking love it. I love it. And I'm here. I'm going to keep this short. I'm going to keep this sweet. I just want to remind you how short life truly is. And they call it the present for a reason, because it's truly a gift. This moment, this is all we have. And I want you to consider this. If you are living in a place of depression, sadness, shame, guilt, frustration, you're living in the past. If you're living in a place of anxiety and hypertension, you're living in a place of the future. Like, when you live right here, right now, in this present moment, it is physically impossible to feel either of those things. And life is so good. Life is so good. Is it hard? Yes, of course it's hard, because it's worth it. Anything that you have in your life came on the onset of something difficult that you did, that you overcame, that you put yourself through. So stop looking around your life for all the things that you don't have and feeling sorry for yourself, and look at the life that you do have. Man, there are so many people in this world. If you're listening to this podcast right now, it means you have some sort of formative technology. You have a cell phone. Like, you have a roof over your head. You have food in your belly. Like, come on. Like, I'm just driving home looking at the utter and pure abundance that is in this world, and that all these people are walking around right now with their head down, you know, staring at their shoes, shoulders slugged forward. And it's like, put your head up, breathe in some of that fresh air, feel the warmth of the sun on your face. Like, you are alive. If you're listening to this, you are alive. And that in and of itself is a gift, people, is a gift. I can't tell you, like, I think that people think that, you know, I just have it all figured out, and I don't, but I do have one thing figured out, that every day I get up, I have an opportunity. I have an opportunity to live another day, to be around my children, to kiss my wife, to go into the office and be with my team, to create the life that I want. And that, my friends, man, that is so amazing. So I don't know where this podcast finds you. I don't know what kind of mood you're in, but I'm going to challenge, if you're in a good mood, just to scream out, hell yes. And if you're in a bad mood, to scream, hell no, I'm not going to be anymore. I just want to lift your spirits with something quick from Nick. And I was going to keep it 90 seconds, but you know me, I'm long-winded. I love all of you. I hope you're having an amazing day. I don't care where you are. You can turn it around and have any day that you want. It is up to you. You know, I'm about to roll into my house right now. And one of my dear friends, Derek Keller, said, when dad gets home, he sets the tone. When dad gets home, he sets the tone. And I want to let you guys all know that you set the tone and the cadence for your own life. So what day will you have today? How will you show up? What are you grateful for? Breathe in this fresh air right now and realize that you are alive, and that is a gift, and you should not waste it. So that's it, my friends. That's all I wanted to say. It was just on my heart driving home on this beautiful sunny day. Like, God, we are all so blessed. Am I where I want to be? Absolutely not. But where I am is exactly where I need to be. And for that, I'm grateful. And I'm grateful for all of you in the Next 90 Nation. Until next time, have a great fucking day. Woo! Let's go! I'm out.